can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app on a Thursday. Getaway day for Chris. Bless you.
Sorry.
You know, there's a button. You can turn it down.
No, it isn't. I don't have a button.
No, a dial?
No. Well, he's got a dial, I guess.
Well, yeah, you can
I could
dial
have unplugged
it.
I could have done.
You just spread corona all over Southwest Florida with that sneeze.
No, I did not. I sneezed over to the right in my den. Nobody here but me.
Well, bless you. Many weather reports coming in. Let's see. And they're all over the place here. We've got Craig's troll. Craig, Saturday through Monday, the beach is I thought he was going to say. Oh, the beach is Naples Beach right now, not a cloud in the sky. Well, we have a listener from Fox 4 who works there. Says, why is Chris always pimping NBC 2? I work at Fox 4, listen every day. Our meteorologists are pretty good, too.
Yeah, they're all good, but NBC 2 is one of our, you know.
They're our partner.
Yep.
They're our partner.
Nick called me a pot stirrer, nailed it. Catholic Farter says, Craig, stick to sports. 239 says, just left work by Ave Maria. Absolutely drenched. Oil Well Road over there is flooded. That's where this rain is going, as I told all of you.
Is that big stretch that's like 5 miles of
you
really don't see much?
Yes.
A lot of cows.
Well, I don't know about cows.
I don't know.
This is moving west. I don't know what you're looking at, Craig.
I'm physically looking
southwest.
At the radar moving east.
Look at the arrows.
Arrows, nothing. I'm looking at the direction of the clouds and the rain my weather.
Like, look
I'm
at
looking
that.
At it's moving I'm looking at west. Pat Gavlin.
No, that one cell's rotating and flipping back. But if you look at it, it's by and large, the system's moving from west to east, Chris. Come on now.
It's not.
But I'm looking at mine right now, and it is.
What radar app do you use? Free Radar? My Free Radar? Is that the app you use?
Weather Channel.
Get out
guess
of here.
Guess what? It's the same radar.
Yeah, guess what? I've got the NBC2 Live Doppler Radar all in the power of my phone with the NBC2XW app.
Breaking
How
news.
About that?
It's all the same radar
No,
picture.
It's not.
It is,
No,
Chris.
It's not. Why do they have their own Doppler radar
they
then?
They really don't. They all
yes,
use
they
the
do.
Same pictures.
Yes, they do.
LeBron Hater number 2 says, I think Chris is right. I'm 50 years old. I have multiple radar apps on my phone. Roaring Buffalo says, I'm 30 and I live by those weather apps. Also need them for my job out on Fort Myers Beach.
I was at a family event one time and it was down in Naples. And we were wondering if we could go out, go on the beach. And, we were all like, what's that storm cloud doing? And I pulled up my radar.
Right.
Blew my uncle's minds. Wait, how are you getting that? And, I mean, it's
Bleeding Ears Game of Thrones guy has just sent us a picture. He says it's his thermometer in the car. Says it's 100 degrees outside. Now, I know the heat index is well into 100. I don't think the actual temperature is 100, but but it's toasty over the road, no doubt about it. I saw actual temperature 91 right now. Feels like 101. I'm telling you, a lot of people have been affected by the heat in the last day or two. With people getting dehydrated. Pete, you said you had a rough time on the golf course. I'm telling you, there's something a little extra rough about it the last 24 hours. You got
no,
all dehydrated.
No question. I had to stop. I thought I was going to pass out on about the sixth hole. I finished the nine, and I got back here about 10:20, and I was hurting. I was hurting. I drank about 3 Gatorade Zeros and just my head. I just went and lied down. I was like, ugh. Woke up just in time for our interview, and then boom.
No, that's not true. You texted Chris 90 minutes prior, wanting to know if that interview was still on.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So that you could, in case your nap could go longer. Yeah, I know how you work.
That is true. That is true. My Twitter just totally.
Yeah, so did I think it's a Twitter problem.
What happened with Twitter?
It went haywire.
It's gone?
Have to reset.
Yeah, like I tried to reset ours and it got all messed up too.
My Twitter's fine.
On my phone, it's fine.
Yeah, my Twitter also says
at least
storms
for now.
Are moving east, but you know that's.
They're not moving east. Some of them are. Some are moving southwest.
I can find people on Twitter who say that the Earth is flat. That doesn't mean that it's correct. In fact,
well, they're idiots.
How about this?
Chris.
And politics. I hate to Michigan Attorney General says Donald Trump is no longer welcome in the state of Michigan after the president did not wear a mask in public.
I want to move on. I am so aggravated that this whole pandemic is nothing but a political sport to some of these people. Drives me up a bleeping wall.
Both ways. Yep. Both sides.
Both, absolutely.
Both sides.
That's, I agree.
I didn't say anything specific. I agree with you. So let's move on. Hey, let's play some sound from Laura Rutledge this morning.
Laura.
On Get Up. And speaking of presidents of the United States, we're going to switch to talk about the presidents of colleges. How about that for a segue? How about that professionalism? Here's Laura Rutledge.
Fun.
The decision to play football in the fall will be up to the presidents and nobody else. This is on Get Up.
Well, I think what Heather just pointed out is really important for a variety of reasons. Today is the meeting that happens with athletic directors and an entire committee that the SEC put together of medical advisors. There's a representative from each school of a high-ranking medical official that's affiliated with their program or otherwise. And then they will make a recommendation to the presidents and the chancellors that then vote tomorrow to decide whether or not to reopen and how they'll go about that. And so it's not the AD's decision here. It's not the coach's decision. It's not even these medical officials that will be making the decision. Ultimately, it comes down to the presidents. And while I expect the SEC to vote yes, the majority of the teams and the universities to vote yes, I do think there will be some that don't. And there are some disagreements at the top, as of earlier this week, that I heard about. But either way, I think that we are barreling toward a reopening.
I so wish our phones were working right now because my man Otis, who's in the sun 10 hours a day in a 100-degree heat index, and Pete Shepard can't finish 9 holes of golf.
No. I mentioned that about how much respect I have for Otis and others who are working out there 9 or 10 hours, and I don't know how you do it. I'm just saying this morning when I mean there was no – was it real? It doesn't happen to me often. I can handle the heat in a lot of different situations. Twice in 3 years, I've had to stop after 9. Today was one of them. I just, you know.
And that's with your own cart.
It was with your own cart. But it was like every shot was after the fourth hole. Every shot, I didn't feel right. So
more Laura Rutledge.
I wasn't going to push it. I guarantee you, if I kept playing, I would have passed out.
And then what would happen? Yeah. How quick can 911 get to you in a golf course before an alligator eats you because you're just laying there?
That's a good point. Depending on what hole. I would go on Facebook Live with it. If I'm going to die by an alligator, you guys are all going to see it.
Now, if you had passed out at, say, 8 in the morning playing golf, could you
no, it
could
been
you still
over,
done
it
the show? Or, I mean, what's the situation there? I mean, I
think I would have been. I mean, if I kept playing, I would have probably made the show. I would have had to probably have...
9 holes.
Intravenous.
It's like putt-putt.
No, I said if I kept going, I don't think I would have made it.
Did you dehydrate yourself last night?
I did. I dehydrated myself with Gatorade Zero before I went to bed, and I had 4 of them on the golf course while I was playing.
No, did you dehydrate yourself last night? Did you drink
too much
last night?
Was vodka, that, vodka, was that the question we're asking here?
No, that'd be the easy one. No.
Because that happened to me 2 nights ago.
What?
Yeah. Oh, Senor Tito's really snuck up on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You didn't get sick, though. Yeah?
No, I didn't get sick.
But you
no.
got dehydrated?
Oh, yeah. You always can tell. My tall tale sign. Hey, Chris, you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
I go for that early morning stretch, and something locks up on me.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's the calf. Yeah. On Tuesday, it was the bicep, which is the first time that's ever locked up on me. Not a great feeling. Not a great feeling. It's where you immediately extend the arm and you start rubbing.
Grand Poobah, thank you for this text. Was interested, so I looked it up. All U.S. Doppler radars are owned and operated by NWS, National Weather Service. So one app Doppler is the same as the other. Fact. Craig Wright again, 93%.
Oh, God, no, no.
No.
You said the storm was moving east.
It
so
is.
What radar are you looking at? Not a Doppler.
I'm only looking at one going east.
Not a Doppler. You're looking at, you know, we're in Florida, right?
By the way, Pete Shepard. Since you've been talking about this looming storm that was heading right to you for the last 15 years, is it still looming? Are we pouring rain, or is it moving away from you, like I said?
It only rains slightly, but the wind is still, it's very windy. It's still dark out.
Because it's blowing away from you.
It's moving west.
I don't know. I'm just telling you, we had no breeze at all today. The earth stood still here at Bonita National. I'm telling you now, there's like 30-mile-an-hour gusts. Coconuts are falling off the trees.
And no rain. As I said,
no, a little bit.
I mean, like, look at this cell right here. It starts out, I mean, it's moving west. Moving west.
This is great radio.
Right? It's left. Look, it's moving left. Radar. I don't know what to say. It's moving left.
Go west, young man.
Taking pictures? Good grief. Pickle juice. Yeah, Brown's guy in the cape. Pickle juice. That's big for dehydration.
Really?
Well, get you back like that.
Does it taste nasty, though?
Well, it's pickle juice. I mean, do you like pickles?
Yeah.
Well, you probably like pickle juice.
I don't think I can swallow down a mouthful of pickle juice. That sounds disgusting.
Twitter's back.
Hey!
All right, I want to play this. Here's Laura Rutledge again this morning. I get up for all you Gators. Go Gators! She says Florida Gators, the team to watch this year, if we do have football, just saying.
I'm going to give you the Florida Gators. I think they are positioned well to potentially be there. They've got Kyle Trask, who figures to be one of the better quarterbacks in the SEC, and Dan Mullen has just been waiting to get that offense going at an even higher clip than it already was. They'd have to get past Georgia, which would be a tall task, but it would be a great feather in their cap if they could do it ahead of the playoff.
Go Gators.
Well, and like the Gators every year, you get through Halloween unscathed, yeah. And the November part of the Gator schedule, year in and year out, is the easy stretch of their schedule, excluding the Seminole game at the end of the season. So, yeah.
Well, they got Georgia, and then I think it's New Mexico State, their little, you know, SEC cream puff, but at least it's a Division I school. Then they got Florida State, which that's going to be a hell of a game. I think Florida State is going to be a much better team, obviously, than they were last year with new coach. But that could be gigantic. Florida could be undefeated heading into that game if they can get past Georgia.
Hava man texting in that I am the Ving Rhames of Doppler radar weather.
Does that mean he's confused easily?
I don't know. Cougar Hunter says, Craig, you're down to 83%. It's been a tough week for you.
Yeah, it has been a rough week, Craig. You know, probably a good thing I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Let you win one or two.
You got any more sound, Craig? I got something that's an NFL little nugget that's just happening here. That's a dramatic rule change possibility.
Hit me. What is it?
In the NFL. A dramatic rule change pertaining to onside kicks. Onside kicks could be coming to the NFL in this year if the league's owners vote to make it happen. The Eagles have proposed a rule, write this down, that would give teams an alternative option to the onside kick. Instead of trying to recover an onside kick, teams would have the option of attempting to convert a 4th-and-15 play from their own 25-yard line. And if they get the 15 yards, they get a first down and keep possession of the ball. If they don't get the 15 yards, the other team would take possession for whatever, wherever the play ended. 24 to 32 owners have to vote to pass it.
Right out of the XFL playbook.
Yep.
How about that?
Exactly.
Huh. I don't like it. I like the rules the way they are. You know me. I don't like change.
But the problem was they altered the setup of the kickoff so much where you couldn't overload one side of the kicker or not. You had to have four on each side of the kicker at minimum, right?
Right.
So you couldn't overload one side of it, and you look at the onside kick conversion numbers for the last couple of years since that rule was put in, it's like 2%. Like, it's nothing.
I agree. You know what? Kickers are way better today than they were back when I was a kid watching football and coming up with creative bounces and all. They weren't doing that back in the day. Back in the day, they just try and roll it 10 yards and jump on it. Now they're bouncing it. It's bouncing.
Or you kick
it
right at
the
guy and hope it bounced off of him.
That's another strategy. It's all good.
But what do you do now? What I'm thinking is, now what happens if you go, say, you go for the 4th-and-15 and some dinky little 2 yard over the line of scrimmage, 2 yards illegal contact? Is that an automatic first down?
Good thinking, Pete.
Yeah, it would be. Because it's
see, that was that's what not, I would worry about.
Yeah, they're not saying you have to get 15 yards. It's just being treated. It's fourth it's and fourth 15. And 15.
Yeah, automatic first.
So
down.
That's an automatic first down.
Even though you don't get the 50, I mean, you could get you know, say it's you know the spot of the foul, but 5 yard penalty, automatic first down.
Yeah. I
but
like
you never
it.
Got the 15 yards. Huh.
I like this idea.
The only reason I like it is because of what you pointed out. Onside kicks would be a lot more exciting if
right.
they were successful more often.
Right.
And they're not. They flat. You make an excellent
7.5% in 2018.
No, I don't think it was that high. I thought it was like 2% or something.
No. Dramatic increase over the 221.7% recovery rate from 2017, 13 of 60, when the running start was still permitted.
Yeah.
2019, the onside rate went up to 12.5%.
Oh.
7 out of 56, but that was largely thanks to the Falcons kicker, Younghoe Koo,
on Thursday
who converted
night,
2-1
yeah.
game.
Yeah, against the Saints, by the way. You want to sweat out a bet? Well, go
oh,
back and
right.
watch the end of that game. It was almost three consecutive onside kick conversions yeah. for a backdoor cover.
Yeah.
Luckily, the Saints pulled it out. I think they were 6.5-point favorite in that game, or whatever it was. They covered by like a half a point. I was freaking out on Thanksgiving mm-hmm. night, going nuts about an onside kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just didn't That's put that one to bed.
Well, I didn't need to tease it. It just I just sweat a little bit.
Are any of us still locked into the Madden Sims? I kind of cooled off on
yeah,
this.
I lost, yeah, lost Skittles yesterday on
really?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Up to five games a day.
You know
now?
What? Saints-Falcons actually was the game I lost on.
And did the Saints.
I wish they kept standings or just records. You know, it'd be interesting to see.
If they would post results and all future games, what they are doing now, they're doing more. I mean, we potentially could do a pigskin picks on a Friday, but I don't know. Just throwing it yeah. out there.
We can do Bundesliga picks.
No. How much
3-0 in the Bundesliga? How about that?
How much Bundesliga are you going to be watching on your 4-day weekend?
This weekend I will not be watching television.
I forgot what you're doing. I know you got big plans. I just can't remember what they were. I don't. I'm not asking on the air.
No, I got a nice weekend planned out at Yuseppa Island.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
I love that.
You have to go by boat.
You can't walk.
You have to go by boat.
You can't drive.
I should say you're going to be. You intend to be on a boat the entire time? Or just...
No, not the entire time.
I mean, not to sleep or anything. I mean, just like hanging,
no, but
fishing, whatever.
We'll go out one day and go pull up to one of the beaches up around there, Upper Captiva, wherever, and do lunch out at Cabbage Key, that sort of thing.
I keep telling my wife that's my dream to go live there when I'm done.
Yuseppa?
Yeah.
It's nice out there.
Yeah, and it's actually a little cheaper because it's inconvenient to get
it's
to
very...
and do grocery shopping yeah. and all that.
Yeah, well, and... yeah, but don't they think the groceries are going to be a lot more? Aren't they a lot more expensive out there? Because I know they got you by the
No, there's
gonads.
No, there's not a grocery store. There's a little,
there's a little shack by the marina.
Boat store, yeah.
Okay,
but
so
that's
how
it.
Do you,
you
do
basically
you have, to
have to boat back to Captiva. Probably go to either
well, no.
Sanibel or Captain.
You go to Pineland Marina yeah. is
That's
right there, which
right.
is over on Pine
that
Island.
That sucks if you forget a loaf of bread. And, oh, I forgot the milk. Yeah, yeah well, go to your
no,
ass
No, you just
got to
be super organized.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah.
You make your one trip a week, you go do your stuff, and then you live in paradise where nobody bothers you. So,
well,
I'm all.
You
want to
be a hermit.
Do
I don't. Well, I mean, yeah, it's very nice, but I wouldn't want to be there 365 days a
I
year.
I would. I'd be there 366 if I could. That
nobody
is so
bothering
neat.
Craig at all.
I like it down there. It's yeah. feel like you're a lot farther away yeah. than what you actually
See,
are.
Chris and I seem to like the same things. Pete,
no, but he doesn't want to stay there forever. He would go nuts.
It's spring break, everybody. Crushing beer cans off the side of your head.
No, that's not it. No, not at all. Not at all. But I'm happy to say, yeah, I will be. Let's see. What's tomorrow night? What's today? Thursday.
Thursday.
I know what we're doing tomorrow night. Saturday's golf, and then meeting our next-door neighbors for some appies and cocktails.
Yeah.
Sunday's beach all day with friends, all day.
You're going to miss Tiger Woods and Tom Brady.
That's all. I'm not staying. It'll be all DVR'd. I will watch it, but I'm not watching it live. Mm. I might have watched it live. I might be able to watch it live.
I'm going to text you spoiler alerts.
I won't look at him. I'm going to delete
say,
them just
oh,
like you
Pete,
delete
Tom
line.
Brady just tweaked his ankle.
Nope. Not going to work.
All right.
Not going to work. Let's see. Monday, I don't know. Is somebody having a cookout Monday? I don't know.
I'm sure at some point I'll be grilling.
I'm pretty booked.
Grilled last night. I come home. The wife says, all right, here, put this on the grill.
I'm open tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's about it.
All right.
I'm free from
Have you ever been out to
six.
Boca Grande?
Yes. By boat I have, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
That seems like it would be right up your alley.
Yeah.
It's nice. You'd like it. It's secluded, but not as secluded. Still some people around, but yeah, I think Craig could handle it.
Where's this Palm Island in Placida? This prison Craig just texted me.
Placida's right there by Boca Grande.
Oh, okay.
You got to drive through it to get on the bridge to get to Boca Grande.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's where that wedding on a Wednesday was that I had to go to a few years ago.
Remember that? Boca, you had a string of weddings that was unbelievable. And
during the week.
Well, that was different.
Yeah.
That was my call. Not my call, obviously. Right. And I was back here on Thursday, if I remember correct.
Were you?
I was, yeah.
I don't remember. It's a long time ago. By the way, tomorrow, I believe, is me and Pete's 3-year anniversary together.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. Three years tomorrow. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks for caring.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for being here. It's all good.
You know, if I would have thought about it,
done the show from USEPA.
I maybe would have changed my plans.
We could have hooked up the Comrex at that hotel there under USEPA and been...
Pfft. Who's going to run the board?
Oh, easily.
Then I got to run the board back here, so you're at USEPA and I lose it. No, that's awful.
Rick Church can do it. Very
well,
able.
Rick Church will be here tomorrow. Just make sure he plays Miley Cyrus tomorrow at 5.
He's a little bit rebellious about that.
I know he is.
You know what he does?
No guarantee of that.
No, no. He does his song at 5, and then he'll appease the Miley Cyrus people at 5:30. Yeah, we got that tomorrow.
Yeah. So, hey, guys, that's something to look forward to, right?
Miley Cyrus.
I'll be streaming you guys on the app.
You will not.
You can download it for free, 99.3 ESPN Radio.
How about that?
Just like that. I'll have Sheeman and Shepherd right in my pocket.
Can you hear us on the app?
Yeah, it's working now. That was a slight glitch on Wednesday afternoon.
What? Did the
Tuesday afternoon.
Did the program director forget to turn it on or something? Or what,
it was nothing on my end. It was on our app provider's end. Because it was working fine on the web browser.
Yeah.
It was just the app audio. Like, it would play the leaderboard message.
Yeah.
And then it would move on. By the way, Anajar and Levine, thank you guys. Hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Hey, by the way, so tonight we got the 2009 NFC Championship game. What are we airing on Monday?
Super Bowl I.
Really?
Yeah, the first time. Seriously? It'll be back on radio since Super Bowl I.
The Packers and
Chiefs.
And the Chiefs, yeah.
Yep, so we have three more games. We've got the tonight it's the 2009 NFC Championship game.
Right.
Then on Monday night it will be Super Bowl I. Spoiler alert. Green Bay pulls it out. And then a week from tonight will be our last NFL greatest game. It will be the 2006 AFC Championship game, Pats and Colts.
Those sound really good.
They're fun, yeah.
They are fun to have on here.
Now, Pete, is that AFC Championship game the one in the RCA Dome that Peyton won?
Yes, that was a game that the Patriots, they had somehow beat a great, not a good, I thought a great, Charger team, maybe the best overall team they ever had. They went to San Diego, and Troy Brown Foster fumble at the end in Heartbreak City. Then they go to Indy. Now, apparently, as I've heard, the whole team got the flu or was very, very sick in San Diego. And then, whatever. They had an 18-point lead on the road against the Colts. 18-point lead.
So you were the Detroit Lions of that era who blew 18-point leads.
Yeah, it was. And they still had a chance at the end, and Brady threw a pick.
Is that the game where Belichick went for fourth and whatever on his own, like 20?
No, that was a regular season game in 2009.
Really? I thought he did it in a playoff.
Nope.
No, that was a regular season game.
Yeah, that was a regular season game. That was in 2009, I believe.
I thought there was a gutsy call that Belichick didn't have go his way in that Colts game.
No. Not in that one. It was regular season. I remember watching it.
Yeah, it absolutely was regular season.
Kind of looking and going, which I think that they addressed that 2009. That was the year that the NFL Network ended up doing a Football Life
on
Bill Belichick. And I think that was the year where Bill Belichick, he goes, the reason I had to go for it right there was like 4th and 4 or whatever, but they were on like their 20.
Yeah.
Way back in their own job.
Yeah, and he said the defense was gassed.
He said, I can't give the ball back to Peyton. He's going to score.
Oh.
So,
on that, there's still a lot of people, myself included, when you really look at it. I think today's technology would have given him a first down. Not that it would have mattered.
Oh, he was so
Because they were gassed, and they weren't going anywhere that year anyway after Welker got hurt. And it was just, you've seen that footage a million times. He could not get that team to they just had some horrific losses against some good teams. I remember they went to New Orleans and got destroyed.
So what was the year where Indianapolis ran a fake punt, but only with the center, when there were three linemen lined up over the center for the Patriots.
Yeah, that backfired tremendously. That was another. That was an opening. I think that was an opening night game. I forget. That was one of those other, you know, debacles the Colts
had. It was
had.
A "what the hell are you doing" moment.
When plays like that happen, you just look so uncoached. Right.
Yes.
Nothing highlights a lack of coaching like a play that.
I laughed. It was quite funny. But I remember the 18-point lead being blown because little inside radio stuff. Sometimes when you're with a radio station or a TV station and your team's about ready to go to the Super Bowl, it can be a nightmare for program directors because they have to have flights and everything on standby. And the last thing anybody thought, really, going into the postseason was the Patriots going to get to the Super Bowl. So then they steal the game against San Diego on the road. They're home against the Colts. They're up by 18 in the first half. And I start texting my boss, like, hey, got those hotels ready, you know, ready to go. You know, do we have any of that stuff? Make it. It's like their worst nightmare. They have to plan for this stuff at the last second. And it was just, and thankfully, I mean, for him, his sake, that we didn't go, obviously, because they lost. But that was that crappy Rex Grossman Bears team.
I was at a
Devin Hester opening kickoff to the house.
Yep. Yeah. Best play of the game.
Yep.
That Patriots-Colts game, I believe, what was that, 2000 what, 9?
6.
6?
Yeah.
I was at my daughter's 6th birthday party in a bowling alley somewhere in Los Angeles watching on the TV screens in the bowling alley. Yeah.
Wow.
My kid's birthday. You got to do
it. Yeah, it is.
Got to do it.
That's how you got to roll. All right, so anyway, the greatest games in NFL history tonight, the 2009 NFC Championship game. That's Brett Favre as a Viking, by the way, and Drew Brees still as a Saint. Brought to you by Affordable Air and Heat. You can catch that. Starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Again, greatest games in NFL history brought to you by Affordable Air. We are affordable online at affordableairconditioningandheating.com. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Ryan Fitzpatrick of the Dolphins is trending on Twitter right now because he made his TV appearance and he's got that just huge uncut hair, blow-dried all back with his big beard. Huh. And there's another picture, if you scroll down, side-by-side, Ben Roethlisberger, Woolly Man versus Ryan Fitzpatrick. Who did quarantine better or worse, however you want to look at it? You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, at least his hair is combed and blow-dry. I don't think Ben Roethlisberger has combed or groomed at all since his arm injury last year. Just personal opinion.
We talked earlier today about baseball, and I think we were all in agreement, right? We're very, very highly doubtful there's going to be Major League Baseball this year. But interestingly enough, Little League president Stephen Keener had a roundtable discussion today.
Yes.
For those of you out there with kids for Little League. So here's what they're recommending.
Yeah, what
for the season.
Are we going to have it?
Recommendations include eliminating all non-essential contact and banning the post-game handshake line in favor of lining up along the respective baselines and tipping caps to opponents. Okay, can understand that. All players should wear masks while in the dugout, and coaches and volunteers should wear masks and protective medical gloves at all times. The guidelines said players should also be separated by 6 feet while in the dugout or on the stands, and the shared use of equipment is prohibited when possible. All of those things are going to be virtually impossible to do.
Little League dugouts aren't big enough to be 6 feet apart.
That's what I mean. Some are in some exclusive little leagues, but a lot of them are not. Also, as far as players shared use of equipment be prohibited when possible.
What does that mean? Prohibited.
It means don't use another guy. Don't you know how most little league teams.
But prohibited when possible.
Supply bats.
It's either prohibited or it's not prohibited. Yeah. It could be encouraged. Yeah. It can be. It can't be prohibited when possible. And it makes sense. It goes against the word prohibited.
Oh, that leaves some gray area where you can do your own interpretation. That's how I get by.
Or do you have?
So don't use the word prohibited.
You're going to have to sanitize the bat every time you use it, whatever. Also, umpires would move from behind home plate to behind the pitcher's mound, and game balls would be switched out every 2 innings. That's expensive.
Yeah,
It is expensive.
It's like the major leagues, man. Rolling a new ball.
No, I mean, you remember, Craig, playing Little League Baseball, right? If you had to foul a ball into the stands, you get to throw it back.
You go get it. Throw it back,
you
yeah.
You get it.
Absolutely.
Well, Craig would go get it because he'd be the guy on the bench while, you know.
That bleeding hurts. That hurt, I'll get that this. Hurt bad.
Concession sales, including ballpark staples like sunflower seeds, would also be prohibited. The recommendation also bans spitting and include limiting the amount of family members allowed into a facility to watch games.
Great. We're going to have to quarantine four-year-olds to get a Little League season in.
That's true.
I don't
talking
understand.
About crazy, I'm not even talking about crazy T-ball. That's nuts in its own, where you got 20 kids playing shortstop that are 5 years old. But just I'm talking about really basically the 9 to 12-year-olds. Just that alone. This whole thing about not spitting is so ridiculous.
I don't get the sunflower seed part.
Just
spitting.
Spit them out.
Spitting. They don't want spitting.
You spit
they don't
the shells out after you suck the salt off of them.
They don't want spitting of any kind.
But I'm spitting them on the floor.
Baseball. They were going to fine you if you spit in Major League Baseball. Just loogies.
If you're sitting at shortstop and you're spitting them out or whatever, and then... then
not spitting them at the kid on second.
No, you're spitting them into
the
dirt.
No, I know.
But then maybe a kid slides into the dirt on the next play. He's got your germy spittle all over him.
That's ridiculous. Why would a kid be sliding where I'm spitting my sunflower seeds at shortstop? He's out of the base path at that point.
Yeah.
Green Falcon, that was uncalled for. Presuming Craig was in right field.
Yeah, but not wrong.
Well, you said that. You admitted that.
I have a story to piggyback yours in baseball.
Yeah.
Moving up to the minor leagues, the Richmond Flying Squirrels are running the Funville Foodie Friday. See, in an effort to make money, since there's no baseball, they're still going to crank out their ballpark food at the Richmond Ballpark. It is available for curbside pickup. Your hot dog, fries, and whatever else you order will come in a plastic baseball, upside-down baseball helmet full of food. You know, Little League, or basically baseball
minor
food,
league, yeah.
Minor league food, tastes good at the ballpark. I don't know if it tastes good carry-out, bringing it home, eating in my kitchen.
Well, the best thing about minor league baseball, besides it's really good baseball, and a lot is the food is so much cheaper than the majors. I mean, you can get the dollar hot dog and the dollar soda.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually feed your family of four for under $20 at a minor league game.
So would you roll up to the curbside and get a little Thursday night or Friday night dinner at the old Richmond ballpark?
No.
Hey, honey, I got a great idea for dinner tonight.
How much is it? I mean, I wouldn't say.
I don't know. I can't imagine it's awesome.
You know what might be an idea? If they have a Jumbotron, if they would throw a major league game up there and let me go sit in the stands and have a beer and a brat and watch a baseball game, you know, on a TV.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Maybe.
Sounds like a radio promotion.
Maybe.
Me.
Yeah. We'll talk to the Mighty Muscles.
Now you're paying concession stand people. There's got to be people that are working, right? I mean,
yeah, it's got people working, and the minor league ballpark or the minor league team is making a little bit of money on some food, some concessions.
Wow. Mission Impossible 7 in the works.
Oh, jeez. Hey, is my boy in there?
Tom Cruise.
Not Tom Cruise.
No, Ving Rhames died in Ghost Protocol.
He what?
Or no, Fallout.
Yeah.
He's out? He died?
Have you not seen the most recent one?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, he dies in the beginning.
Yep.
He gets blown up, I believe.
Well, that's disappointing.
He's been in five of them.
Well, I'm a big fan of his. You know I met him.
Yeah, I know. You're a big fan. Love all of his work, right?
You met him. Yeah, I know.
Loved him in The Green Mile.
He was fantastic in The Green Mile.
Michael Clark Duncan. Hey, Dunks. How are you? Oh, no. Oh, sorry, Ving.
That actually happened. Well, there was an 18-year gap before that came full circle. I met the wrong guy. Didn't know it for 18 years, in case you missed the first hour of yesterday's show.
Oh, the second or third or fourth.
Something like that.
Ving.
Yeah. Took a while.
Good name. Solid name.
Ving. He's a good actor. What can I say?
Great actor.
Talented.
Yeah. Unmistakable, one could say.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far. If you missed any of today's show, people, make sure you go back and listen at all 4 hours available with the Sheeman Shepherd On Demand feature available on 99.3 ESPN's app, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is it for Chris. He's closing it out. He's got a four-day weekend. We have to work tomorrow. We have a three-day weekend. We'll be gone Monday. But we'll all be back for What You Got Next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. On this day in history, in 1819, the first bicycles in the United States, they were called Swift Walkers back then because they didn't know what to call them, introduced in New York City. I'm also predicting that on the same day, the first bike was stolen, but that's just an educated guess by me. 1932, Amelia Earhart becomes first woman to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic Ocean. Pretty cool. Not happy birthday yet. Roger Clemens was a Blue Jay. He beat the Yankees for his 200th win in 1997. That's really all I had going on in sports. Not much going on in sports on May 21st. Then or today. Happy birthday, Eric Parsegian from Notre Dame. Ricky Sticky Icky Ricky Williams. And Josh Allen all having birthdays
which
today.
Josh Allen? Jags or Bills?
Bills, I think.
Yeah. Does it not say?
No, because I saw it out of the corner of my eye on PTI. I added it to my list.
Okay.
I'm sure it's at Buffalo. I'm sure it's Bills, Josh Allen.
Yeah. Good call. All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, after reliving the 90s through The Last Dance, ESPN is now set to shine a light on its 25-year-old This Is SportsCenter ad campaign. It's actually going to be pretty cool, I think. The network will air three specials devoted to the mockumentary ad campaign on May 24th, hosted by Steve Levy and Al Duncan, and inspired by the comedic film This Is Spinal Tap. The campaign, remember, debuted in 95, and since then, This Is SportsCenter has featured a who's who of athletes and ESPN anchors, Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, Henrik Lundqvist, Serena Williams, late great Kobe Bryant, Derek Jeter, a lot of others. The first one-hour special, The Best of This Is SportsCenter, 25 years and counting, will chronicle the campaign's history and will feature some of the funniest episodes in sports with anchors like Duncan Levy, Scott Van Pelt, and the late Stuart Scott. And then they'll follow up with another one-hour special featuring superstar athletes who've appeared in the ads.
I've got two.
And then a half-hour special feature. Yeah, then a half-hour feature will feature special mascot mayhem, highlighting the appearances by college mascots.
I've got two that stick out for me: the Peyton Manning and Eli Manning kicking each other while Archie is taking them through the tour.
Yeah,
and Archie turns around and gives them the look.
Yeah, they're on the tour or whatever, and they point at each other. That's a good. And for whatever reason, it sticks out to me when the New Jersey Devils mascot goes. No, he goes and turns. He turns the AC up, and then right behind him comes the Penguin from Pittsburgh, and he turns the AC back down. The Devil one on the elevator is fun as well, though.
I like that one.
Yeah, going up.
The Devil on the elevator is fun because he goes going up. He goes, nah, he shakes his head. No, going down.
He gets off real quick.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, Crystal Ball, what you got?
All right, coronavirus has messed with Mission Impossible 7, which was set to they had started filming back in February. They were filming in Italy, so they had to put a halt to that pretty quickly. Well, the villain in MI7 was supposed to be Isai Morales, who, if you watch season one of Ozark, he was the drug cartel.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to be the bad guy, the villain. Now that filming has been pushed back to at least the fall, he is going to have to pull out. And they're talking Nicholas Hoult, Hoult, to be the new villain. And the most notable role that he's played was he was Nux in Mad Max.
Oh. All right. Well, they must not have started too much filming if they can switch characters.
I think they had like 2 or 3 days of filming under their belt before they had to stop. You know what tonight would have been?
I believe tonight in some selected theaters, I think tonight we would have been Maverick would have come out tonight. Yeah.
Gosh.
I'd be heading there right now.
Feel the need for speed. Woo!
Not bad. Well, December now?
That's sad.
Christmas?
For
Top Gun?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonder Woman 1984, too. All that stuff.
Good times had by none. All right, that'll do it according to my clock. How are we doing, Christopher?
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
Nope.
Nope.
Now it's overtime. What? Really?
Yeah.
Coming up tonight, New Orleans and Minnesota, right?
That's right. And yes, and Pete Shepard after dinner will come home and watch TV.
Just, it feels like a classic that we're going to be airing tonight. I don't know what it is. It's a feeling in my bones.
Yeah.
You know, all I'm hoping is that Brett Favre doesn't do something stupid like roll to the right and throw to the left side of the field in overtime and give away the game that way.
Yes.
But
I hope
that
doesn't happen.
Just a feeling.
Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last.
Wouldn't it be great if we could put Skittles on it? That'd be awesome.
Just a feeling.
Some kind of time machine. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right, so we got that. We got Spain and Company coming up at the top of the hour on ESPN.
Rick Horro tomorrow.
Rick Church and Rick Horro tomorrow. How about that? All Rick day.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
Yeah. Rick, Ricky Bobby. Ricks.
Oh, is that where you're going?
Yeah, there's a connection there.
I feel
there.
Like I needed an extra step of explanation to pull it together.
That's okay.
That's fine. That's all good. All right. Well, listen, Chris, enjoy your 4-day sabbatical.
I will. I'll be listening to you guys tomorrow afternoon.
It's nice that you say
liar,
that. But,
liar. Liar.
All right.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Special thanks to Art, the Bills fan. Thank you for the pastrami ribs that I'm going to be eating on the way home.
Thanks
for
nothing,
Chris,
Art.
For Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening. Good night. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.